You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Horses do seem to spook at nothing, but as we learn in this episode of Barn Stories, it's usually something.
Welcome to the Barn Stories podcast. I'm Lori Prinz, editor of Equus Magazine.
And I'm managing editor Christine Barracat.
This podcast features our favorite essays and articles published in Equus over the past 40 years. Although Equus is known for articles on horse care and veterinary research, our editorial mission has always been guided by the bond that exists between horses and people. And each issue has featured a real-life story that celebrates how horses enrich our lives and touch our hearts.
We've searched our archives, chosen the stories that resonated with our readers, and given them new life in this audio format. Longtime subscribers may recognize some of their favorite pieces. And if you're new to the Equus community, these stories will confirm that no matter what sort of saddle you sit in, a deep emotional connection to horses is something we all share.
Dealing with a spooky horse is never fun, and when you can't figure out what's upsetting him, it can be unnerving. The story in this episode focuses on one such mystery spook, and it serves as a good reminder that no matter how connected we are to our horses, we sometimes need to do some investigation to understand their reactions.
That's exactly what the author of this essay did. After working through a mystery spook with a young horse, she returned to the area with her more experienced mount to uncover a significant hazard that both horses were picking up on. In a fun twist to the story, the author and her horse were also directly involved in resolving the problem they discovered.
So let's listen to An Ear for Trouble, written by Jean L. Mittman and read by Taylor Autumn.
Not long ago, I had a lesson in horse sense, courtesy of my quarter horse gelding, Bull. I had been wanting to try my younger gelding on a trail ride. So one day, I invited a friend to join us aboard Bull, an experienced trail horse. And we headed up a path that Bull and I had taken many times. But at the top of a short hill, Bull spooked. My friend encouraged him to move forward, but still he balked. Not wanting to have an accident with either horse, we turned off the path and into a field of corn stubble. Once away from the hill, Bull settled down and his normal demeanor returned. He was once again a steady but alert trail horse. But I had no clue what had set him off. So, although my green horse had handled the ride satisfactorily, I knew I would need a session with the older horse. The next weekend, I headed out alone on Bull, along the same route. Again, at the top of the hill, he spooked and spun. Bull and I had handled these situations before, so I kept him pointed forward and tapped him with my whip. He took a few tentative steps. I still couldn't detect the source of Bull's anxiety, but I suspected he was reacting to the scent of a decaying carcass. Slowly, haltingly, we approached the section where the path crossed under high-tension wires attached to large utility towers.
For first-time horse owners and new riders just starting out, finding the information and support you need can be challenging. That's why Equine Network has partnered with Sentinel Horse Feed and Absorbing to bring you My New Horse, a place where equestrians just getting into horse ownership or riding will find the resources and community they need at precisely their stage of the equine journey. From important horsekeeping information and how-to videos to social media communities, exclusive experiences, and more, My New Horse is your one-stop shop for riders of all levels and disciplines who are eager to find easy-to-understand horse care information and guidance. Start your horse ownership journey today. Visit mynewhorse.com.
Then I heard it. A definite hum or buzz from above. I looked up and saw one of the wires was frayed, possibly from a lightning strike or an errant shot from a hunter's rifle. Luckily, the wire was high enough for us to safely pass below it. So I encouraged Bull forward, and we cautiously proceeded under the humming wire, completing the trail ride without further incident. Upon returning home, I wondered about the safety of that path, since the weakened wire could possibly break. I contacted my father, who was superintendent of construction for the local utility, and gave him the location of the path. He forwarded this information to a crew, but they couldn't locate the defective wire. During a summer job, I had marked utility poles with aluminum numbers, so I knew the poles and towers were numbered according to their position on a mapped grid. If I could obtain the numbers of the two supporting towers, I could diagram the location of the problem. So, the next weekend, I took Bull out to the site once again with a pencil and notebook in hand. We braved underbrush and rough terrain to access the numbers of the towers at each end of the span containing the frayed section. I sketched a diagram to pinpoint the defect and gave it to my father, who again assigned it to a crew. A report soon followed. Success. The foreman even joked about giving me a task code for the wire maintenance. But I figured Bull would need one as well, since it was he who had discovered the problem to begin with. Again, I rode Bull to the location to survey the repair. Now, when we reached the hilltop, there was no spooking. I could see a neat, foot-long splice where the frayed wire had been. And even better, no humming or buzzing. Since that experience, I have always double-checked any area where my horse hesitated or shied unexpectedly. I had sensed the buzzing about 30 feet from its origin, but Bull had heard it 100 feet away with ears at least 3 times more sensitive than mine. The lesson? Pay attention to your horse's reactions. There could be something unusual in the vicinity that is nearly undetectable to you, but could be very dangerous.
Thanks for listening to Barn Stories. We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you have a favorite article or essay from the Equus Archives that you'd like us to feature in a future podcast, let us know. You can reach us at equusbarnstories, all one word, @gmail.com.
Did you enjoy this episode of Barn Stories? Head over to iTunes to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening.
The Barn Stories podcast is a production of the Equine Podcast Network, an entity of the Equine Network.